416 at KNX. Tuesdays, Fridays at this time, we answer your questions about the coronavirus, brought to you by COVIDClinic.org. With us again today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, welcome back. Good afternoon. Some say we reopened too soon. What do you think?
Well, I never think it's too soon for businesses to get back, the lost customer base that they've been desperately trying to put back together. We just got to do it smartly. We got to ensure that the quality of the air inside these establishments is being scrubbed with HEPA filters, auxiliary HEPA filters, and people are wearing proper masks and social distancing. When they do that, they're protecting themselves from the virus and can attend, to events or shopping inside of these establishments. Most importantly, one of the upsides, if you will, of this huge spike that we're just coming off of is that so many people have recovered from COVID that they're protected. They can go inside restaurants. They can go inside of retail shops. People who still have antibodies can do so as well, and they can help restart the economy.
Yeah, for those who aren't protected yet and are trying to stay safe, because some of the onus is on the businesses, right, when it comes to ventilation and spacing people out, and then some of the onus is on us when we go out. And this was some of the message from the supervisors today, saying, caution, especially with the new variants out there. This doesn't mean, even though we want to get out places, don't go all over all the time. Just pick your thing for that week. If you want to go eat out at the restaurant, great, you can do that now, but it's not, Safeway on Wednesday and eating on Thursday and a haircut on Friday.
Well, that is certainly true for people who have, other medical problems, people who are older, overweight, diabetics. These people are still at risk. And let me tell you, from the front lines, this virus is easier to catch and harder to treat. And so if you have been careful for the last year, this is not a time to go out and start testing the waters. But if you're younger, you're healthier, you've had COVID, you're recovered, this is a time where you can still maintain that safety zone and make sure that the retail establishments are protecting you, but you can let your guard down a little bit in that regard. But for people who are at risk, they must be careful and as vigilant as ever, if not more so.
And doctor, don't we need to see a whole lot more people get vaccinated before we can let our guard down?
Yes, and let me tell you something about that, which I've been just witnessing these last 2 weeks, and twice today. I saw two COVID-positive patients today, both of whom have had the first shot, not the second shot, but the first shot of the vaccine. And what that's telling me is that these vaccines, while effective, because both these people had very minimal symptoms, you can still carry this virus. Until you got your second shot, you've got to be just as careful as you always were. What happens after the second shot, we don't know, because most of my patients haven't gotten their second shot yet. And this goes along with research that's just out of the UK, where they have been tracking healthcare workers to see those who have had the infection before, tracking their antibodies and seeing if they asymptomatically develop infections. And in fact, they do. So they have antibodies, they get a PCR positive COVID test, they have no symptoms, but we're concerned that they might be able to transmit that to other people. That may be true with the vaccine as well.
Yeah, so we have to wait and see, because it's being tested, but all of these things take time, right? You have to do your whole research in order to get back and figure out if this is the case, and not enough people have gotten that second shot yet to figure this out.
Yes, it's going to be a long game. Predictions are going to have to be, written in pencil, because we can't be certain about anything that's happening with this virus. It's been a dramatic and very interesting year for me, watching, how this has changed from COVID 1.0, 2.0, now 3.0. I'm sure more variants are on their way. How that will react with the vaccine or with those of us who've had COVID in the past, what will our, risk be for having another shot at this virus? Will it be as worse as it was or better? There's a lot of unknowns. And so just as, you wouldn't, pencil in a weather report for 3 months from now, I wouldn't do the same for COVID either.
And the president, President Biden, is trying to get 300 million Americans vaccinated by summer. Will that help, or is that possible with all the problems we've been having with distribution?
Yeah, it's not going to happen at Dodger Stadium, right? I mean, there's no way that the current distribution network that we've set up in Los Angeles is going to be able to upregulate to surge that kind of vaccine scheduling for our staff and our patients and our members of the city, we're going to have to do something that we already know how to do. There's already a very well-established vaccination distribution network in the city. It's called doctor's offices and pharmacies. And we haven't leveraged that yet. When the newer vaccines come that are more shelf-stable, I hope we put them in the hands of doctors, put them in the hands of pharmacists, we can definitely do that, because doctors and pharmacies, we must give 300 or 400 million doses of vaccine.
You guys know what you're doing.
Yeah, we can definitely, you know, meet that demand, but it's not going to happen one car at a time.
On that note, I was going to say before we let you go, are you in the camp of waiting to see this Johnson & Johnson data next week? Because there's a lot of people thinking that that's maybe the one that's going to be the game changer.
It's definitely a very interesting vaccine. You know, it's using a slightly different technology, a virus, to deliver a DNA sample that makes the mRNA. It's one shot. Clinicals that have been released in early reports are very promising. Because it's shelf-stable in a refrigerator for, you know, longer periods of time, I think it definitely can help get the rest of the people who need vaccines the doses that will hopefully help to increase that herd immunity and shut this thing down.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doc, thanks again.